Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Baksoski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Fred Baksoski. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tommy Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Howie Pollitt. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mixes covering, for the out. Kluszewski moves to second. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Adams moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Adams moves to third. Bridges moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Adams scores. Bridges moves to third. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Bridges. Bell moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Greengrass reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Kluszewski scores. Marshall moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Reds. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. Greengrass scores. Semenik moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Reds. Duke Simpson now pitching. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baksoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Duke Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to third. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-0, Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Greengrass strikes out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Semenik strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baksoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Simpson scores. Baumholtz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Reds. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-3 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the mound. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixas hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Klusowski reaches second base with a double. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klusowski scores. It's 9-1, Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Greengrass hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a fly ball towards center field. Jeffcoat makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Jeffcoat. Marshall scores. Semenik moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-1, Reds. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baksoski takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. Adams hits a line drive towards first. Fondi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Bob Ramazzotti pinch hits for Duke Simpson. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jeffcoat moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Willis now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 4 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Marshall hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing right field. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Semenik strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCulla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. McCullough moves to second. Bill Serena pinch hits for Jim Willis. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough scores. Jeffcoat moves to second. It's 10-2, Reds. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jeffcoat moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.